The interior Beethoven, the private space Beethoven, is a different Beethoven than the public space Beethoven, the concert hall Beethoven. On one of Beethoven's string quartets, he said, this should never be played in public. These were pieces that were meant for intimate occasions, and they express different things. And this is a quality of music of the time that's different from today. There was music for public spaces, and there was music for private spaces. And what Beethoven says in the two spaces is quite different.
The second movement of his first Razumovsky quartet is quite extraordinary. He asks the cello to play very quietly. Where's the tune? I mean, it's really an invitation for somebody else to join in. And so the second violin answers with a tune. And then the viola says, hey, I'm going to ask that question again. And I answered once again with a similar idea as the second violin. It's as though we're having a conversation. So it's the response between the players that is so crucial. I change the way that I'm playing, and everybody else will respond in the same way. You can't do that with an orchestra. And the other thing, with a quartet, what you're trying to do is not project to an audience. You're trying to bring the audience into your own world. When the players had the music in front of them, they couldn't play it. It was so technically difficult. He said, don't worry. He said, this is music for a later age.
The idea of speaking to posterity was another legacy of the French Revolution.
The revolutionary period was a period of oratory. In the convention in Paris, when people like Robespierre, Danton, Saint-Just, these people stood up, they felt that they were speaking not just to the assembled audience there, they were speaking to the world at large, and indeed not only the world of the present, but they were speaking to posterity. And they crafted their speeches very carefully indeed. So, as an orator, they would begin with some very striking phrase, some striking theme. They would develop that, and they would come back to that from time to time. And in a sense, Beethoven's music does that very often. He begins with something which is really striking, gripping, a statement, so to speak, then develops it, and then comes back to it, almost obsessively.